This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
I am old Kris Kringle. I'm the king of jingling. Jingle, jingle.
Da hoo dore, da hoo dore.
Welcome Christmas, welcome now.
It is the Christmas special edition of the Brother and Sister Rewatch.
Ho, ho, ho.
I am Kevin, and that baritone is my sister Mary,
hey
the
guys.
Mare Bear. And this week, we are not doing, we're not keeping our Trek of the Office on.
Well, season 4 doesn't have a Christmas episode.
So we're going to make a Christmas episode of the podcast.
Hells yeah, we are.
And, you know, we wanted
to... first Christmas.
It is. You know, the first of many, hopefully.
Hopefully.
And when we were thinking about doing a Christmas show, we didn't want to do something that has been done to death, like Rudolph, the Grinch,
yeah.
Frosty, all those classics, or even something like Christmas Vacation or
yeah.
Die Hard for some people. Things like
some people. Also, we can stretch two 20-minute episodes into an hour and 40-minute
yes.
podcast, so let's not do a two-hour movie.
So we want... Yo, Ernest Saves Christmas would have been money.
Oh, we
maybe
tried
next year.
So hard,
maybe next
guys.
Year. But this year, we figured that we were going to do something that is not often talked about in the Christmas canon.
Yes.
And we are going to talk about Merry Christmas, Mr. Bean.
Yes.
The episode of the Mr. Bean series where, you know, it's a Christmas episode.
It is.
And Mr. Bean is a fucking legend as far as I'm concerned. Like, I liked him as a kid, and then, like, I rewatched this for the first time in, like, 20
so
years.
So long, yeah.
I died laughing.
Same.
This shit had me in stitches. And, like... The thing I loved about most of all is that it actually felt like Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, far too often nowadays, like, you watch a Christmas special or something like that, and it's, like, people doing things at Christmas. It doesn't feel like
yeah.
Christmas. And I think, like, a lot of things have lost that luster.
Yeah.
Maybe it's us growing older. I don't
Maybe.
Know. But, like, this one, it reminded me of, like, when we were kids growing up in the same household. And, like, each week from Thanksgiving, like, the day after Thanksgiving, our mom put up the Christmas decorations.
Yep.
At 6 a.m. the day after, Black Friday, Christmas decorations
yeah.
were all over. Whether it was our art
Fall
projects.
Fall and Thanksgiving went away.
Yeah, fuck the turkey.
Christmas moved in.
Whether it was, like, the shit we did in art class in
yep.
elementary school. Or, like, actual, like, you know, it's like a winter wonderland.
And I do love that she has those plastic,
Oh, those, like, not macrame.
It's, like, chipped plastic
yeah,
it, melded together.
Like, if you hit someone with it, it would leave a mark.
Yes!
But, like, you hang them in the window and everything.
Yep.
It's, like, penguins and Santa and shit.
A wreath and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're cool. They're
yeah,
old school.
They are.
But, like, growing up, do you remember, like, every week there was something different? Like, one week, we're going to get the tree.
Yeah.
And we couldn't decorate it that night because...
Because you have to let it settle.
You have to let it settle. And then the next day, we put the ornaments on. Then the next week, we're making Christmas cookies.
Yes.
And, like... No
mom's butter cookies.
Yes.
Oh.
And no matter what, every day we'd come home from school and there would be Nat King Cole or Perry Como. It wasn't any of that Mariah Carey or John Lennon.
No, no, it was
this
old
was
school.
Like old school big band Santa,
yeah.
like Louis Armstrong and
yeah.
Bing Crosby. Mom always had the traditional Christmas music.
I do
Christmas
love Bing
music.
Crosby to this day.
Well, Bing Crosby, bah, 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 bah. He's cool. I got no problem with him. He used to beat his kids with a sock full of nickels. Did you ever
You know what? That was the time of the day. That was
time,
the
time of the day. Well, it's 5 o'clock and you walloped my fucking kids.
That's just what it was back then, man.
But man, we had Christmas.
It was traditional.
Christmas was a season in our house.
Yeah.
And like, you know, just spending time with family. And then there would be the week where, you know, we went to...
We do the visiting.
They had Santa's workshop at
yes,
elementary school.
The bird that balances on your fingertip.
Kids could go in and
best
buy
gift ever.
You could go in with a few bucks and buy like little gifts for your parents or
mm-hmm.
siblings or whatever. And like that was like the week before Christmas. Like this all built up to the holiday,
yeah.
and the holiday was always like an extravaganza. Like the greatest toy I ever got. Well, there's two great toys. The Jafar staff from Aladdin.
Yo, that was sick.
It was the cobra, and it would go. It would make fucking noises and the eyes lit up. That only lasted a day. I killed it. And my other favorite was the one year I got a box, like a beer case box, full of Ghostbuster action figures.
Oh.
Where it was like Ray and Pete and Egon and
yeah.
Winston. And there was like the monsters. Like it was like werewolves and
oh,
ghosts
awesome.
And Frankenstein and shit. That was my... Do you have a favorite toy?
I'd have to say the bicycle. Like, it's so stereotypical,
no,
but
I understand.
I loved getting that bike.
My
I used to ride it around town all the time. I loved
it. You also
thing.
Got injured on it last
I
week.
I did.
We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah,
that was
no.
a gruesome injury.
No, that was Katie's mountain bike. It was too big for me. I slammed on the brakes. Gruesome. It just wasn't pretty.
Gruesome.
Either that or actually the play school kitchenette.
Oh, yeah.
That I got.
Good woman.
Which apparently did not set in because I'm horrible at cooking.
Oh, she's a horrible cook. Terrible. But that and like the first Nintendo I got.
Yeah.
That was huge.
That's pretty sick.
And we could play Duck Hunt and shit.
Yep.
So like Christmas in our house was always huge.
And, it was. That's when, and it wasn't just our immediate family.
Oh, no.
Either.
The week after Christmas, it continued.
That's when the family visiting would go on. And every
every night after between Christmas and New Year's, we would go to an aunt or uncle's house or our grandparents.
Yep. Because
everybody.
All of our cousins.
We have a huge fucking family.
Yeah.
As if you, listening to this cast, you didn't know that just from our immediate family.
Yeah. We have three siblings in addition to ourselves.
Yeah.
And our mom is one of seven.
Yes, massive family, and each week, or each day after Christmas, one of them would have like a holiday party at their house. And
oh, the kibasa.
Kibasa! And cheese, and fucking crackers and
Gertrude
like
Hawk's candy.
Candy everywhere. You've heard us talk about Gertie Hawk about the on yep. The Office, man. Gertie Hawk chocolate.
There is a reason, man.
The season, staple. We grew up in like this Norman Rockwell painting of Christmas.
Basically.
And like I said, like this watching this Mr. Bean thing, I kind of got that vibe again.
Well,
I was like, ooh,
because,
ooh.
And I think you and I talked about this when we decided on Merry Christmas, Mr. Bean. Our grandfather used to record all of these
yes.
comedians on his VHS player.
Oh, God, yeah.
And this was one of those things that Kevin and I remember very dearly from our grandfather
oh, yeah.
and watching it with him and laughing. Because I don't think at that age, like, I really understood the joke.
I just thought he was
so
like
I would laugh at him, at yeah. Grandpa laughing.
I thought Mr. Bean was like a mute.
A mute!
A mute stooge, like a stooge.
Yeah.
And like watching this now, I'm like, oh, this stuff's pretty clever.
Yeah,
like, it, really
it
is.
Oh my God. We'll get into it, but the nativity, huh. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes. Oh, it's funny. So,
but it really brought back so many memories
oh,
for me.
Absolutely. And I'm a big fan, and I think you're all going to enjoy our coverage of Merry Christmas,
Mr. Bean.
So, with
No further ado.
So it opens up with like this credit sequence where Mr. Bean falls from heaven. it's like this cobblestone street like you imagine Britain would have.
Yeah.
And like a big spotlight opens up and Mr. Bean just crashes.
Falls down.
To earth. And gets up and just like wanders around and there's like choir music. I don't know why. Even
ridiculous.
This, like, yeah, even this had me laughing. Like he's sent from heaven. And so the store or the show opens up. And it's like beautiful downtown London or
yeah, is
Birmingham,
that the
whatever
Parliament
the fuck.
Building?
It's like a castle. It's
yeah.
palatial and it's covered and lined in Christmas
it's
lights.
It's beautiful.
It looks amazing. And we see
you
this.
You just see this little yellow bug.
Yeah, it looks like a matchbox car. It's like this little yellow. It looks like a taxi.
Yeah.
And it's just like puttering along.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
There's no cars on the side of the street. Like they, it's like they filmed it at 3 a.m. And Mr. Bean just pulls up onto the sidewalk in front of the front doors. And, like, he gets out and he's like, just grumbling
yeah,
and, like, looking
just...
around. And there's, a like, a mall Santa ringing the bell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, give to poor people, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. And Mr. Bean just, like, fucks with his beard and, like,
he grabs
pulls
his
it on. So, then he's inside. And this is, like, what you imagine. It's kind of, like, reminded me of,
like, a time traveler going into the future.
What?
Oh, I like him looking at everything.
Oh, well, the way he's looking at shit is like he's never seen Christmas
That's
before.
What I mean. Like, yeah. He's going into the future and he's like, oh, what is this?
But the store is like decorated kind of like that store in Home Alone where Kevin steals the toothbrush.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, there's
yeah.
garland everywhere and everything's like covered in glitter
yep.
and Santa hats and shit. And he wants to buy an ornament. So he's holding a single ornament. Yeah, just one ornament. I don't know. It's so great. So he's holding like a yellow one and a red one. And he's like weighing them in his hands. So he drops one. It's plastic. It bounces back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Then he drops the other one. It's glass and shatters. He's just like, and he walks away.
He chooses the plastic one.
it's just so stupid. So stupid. His
reminds
noise.
Me of Yoda.
yeah, he just like grumbles.
Yes.
It's fucking great. So he goes to check out. And he gets distracted. He sees, like, light sets on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes and he's, like, trying to find an outlet to test them. He just goes into the back room.
Yeah,
like,
the stock room.
Like, he owns the fucking joint. Unplugs this thing and we see outside. The entire block goes
yeah.
black. Like, just this light set was holding up the whole thing. So he plugs in. He's like, more Yoda noises.
yeah.
And he's just like, oh, light. So he unplugs it, plugs back. The whole block lights back up. And he goes back out to check out. And, the guy is, like, about to, you know, start the order and everything. And Bean turns around to something that he cannot possibly see from his vantage point. yeah, and, like, the way he, like, saunters over there, right?
Yeah.
And it's just, like, this manger scene. And
yep.
it's set up like a play. Like, there's a background. like a big board painted like a night sky and everything. And why don't you tell me? I want you to set the scene here. What happens next?
Okay, so we have the nativity scene. And obviously, for those of you who do not have a nativity scene, who are not Catholic.
It's not just a Catholic.
A Christian thing. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's got Mary and Joseph, baby Jesus, in the manger where he was born, and
the air quotes.
It's got like the three.
Our
kings.
Mother would be dying right
yes,
now.
Yes, she would. It's got the three kings that came to give gifts to Jesus, and then like a cow and a camel.
Because it's a stable, so they have a donkey.
So Mr. Bean grabs the cow, and you just see him go to the front, and he's like, murr.
Yeah, all you see are his hands as like a puppeteer with this manger set. It's great.
And he starts mooing, and then he brings Joseph over, and he goes, shh. And the cow goes back. And then he brings the sheep out. You gotta do it. Okay. I'm sorry.
So he's doing it, and he's doing this thing with the donkey. Joseph keeps going, shh. A wise man coughs, shh. So then he's like moving these like fucking characters around. And then you hear, dur, 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 dur. He's doing music in a marching band. He has like his marching band
door. Soldiers, yeah.
And of course, Joseph comes out, shh. So then he lowers the voice and takes the band off. So then next is you hear like a dog barking, and it's the shepherd from the nativity scene. Comes out and he's got like a dog and like all these sheep. He's like, bah, bah, bah.
So when he just starts throwing them just, like, into the scene.
10 Lego sheep come flying in. So then he backs up a truck. It's like this metal like Tonka truck.
Yeah.
And he has like the dog chases the sheep and he's just throwing them in there. And then the shepherd goes at the back and taps it and pulls away. So then you hear like the it's like a lamb. Ah, bah. It's just this little
goat thing.
Yeah, it's just this little like barnyard beast that comes up. And the robot, which I think is from Doctor
Who?
Yeah, Doctor Who.
I was trying to figure out where that was from.
I'm pretty sure it's that.
I think so.
Yeah. Don't ask me what it's called, if it has a name. I know, you're lucky I know as much as that's a thing from Doctor Who, which I've never seen.
You just called Mr. Who.
Mr. Who. Well, the Who were from Whoville cried boo-hoo.
Oh my god.
But, so this robot blows this goat up.
Yeah.
And he goes, like this robot laugh. So then it's like quiet, and you just see his hand disappear. And then you hear, and this T-Rex... This T-Rex sneaks into the manger. It's hissing at the fucking nativity scene. And it's rah, rah. So then you hear, da, da, da. He's doing more marching band music. And tanks come up.
Yeah.
And they start the robot. And they're having this battle with the fucking dinosaur.
Oh, my God.
Then he makes them.
Oh, my God. This is me.
Kind of like if you're watching a movie in Vietnam and the chopper's coming in for help. It's like a helicopter. And he has like the angel.
The guardian angel.
Yeah, it's like hanging from this helicopter. It has a magnet on its feet. And it goes into the manger, picks up Jesus. And he transfers, like life flights Jesus on this helicopter to a dollhouse where he puts him in the bed. Then he grabs Mary and Joseph and they're like, oh, they're all happy in this dollhouse. Then, like a Bobby, a British police officer comes in.
Yep.
And we pan out, and Mr. Bean's like, "Who the fuck is that?" You know. And it's the clerk who was checking him out, and he has his bag. He's like, "Sir," you know, just like you imagine every pompous British guy to ever be.
Yes.
How dare you?
But I also imagine that him playing with the nativity scene in the dollhouse, like that's every child's dream.
Oh God,
store.
Like I remember a few years ago, I like put some wrestlers in our mother's nativity scene.
Oh my God,
that did not go over well.
No.
Some of my childhood wrestling toys, like I think I had Hulk Hogan in there is like the wise man.
Oh my God.
Well, let me tell you something, dude. The birth of Christ is huge, man. You know, Hulkamania and Jesus the Christ child will run wild over the devil,
dude.
Did
she not kick you out of the house over that?
No. I was able to come back for Christmas. So, we, Bean gets his bag and he scurries out. And we change scenes to the town square.
Yes.
And this, again, is like very, like, Christmassy. It's
yeah.
like this little village is like shops set up and people going around. There's this big Christmas tree in the middle.
It's lit up.
It's lit up. People, choirs or carolers.
Yeah.
Very picturesque. And there's this, a guy dressed as Santa and it's like Père Noël with the hood. He's got the hood up and ringing a bell and here you are, kids. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And Bean goes up and pulls his beard, but
it's not fake.
It's
this
real.
Time.
And the guy's like, oh! And Bean's all embarrassed and scurries away again. So he runs into a woman who we realize, I guess, is his significant other.
Yeah.
His lady friend. Now, I have forgotten so much of the Bean canon. I'm not sure if he has a girlfriend in the show, but I mean, it seems like that's what
I believe it is his girlfriend. I think in the credits her name was like Carla Gobb or something like that.
That's the perfect name.
Goob or Gobb or something like that.
So he goes and she like takes him to this display at a shop there and they meet at. And it's funny because he shows her his ornament. Yeah. The one ornament he bought. And she's like, she rolls her eyes and he's like, well, I like it. Like, yeah. The face he makes is great. He's able to like convey so much with his facials.
Mm-hmm.
So she takes him over to this jewelry display and like points. And inside there's this like display. There's like several diamond rings. And there's like a picture of a guy giving a woman the ring. And it's like this whole setup. And Bean taps his nose like, ho-ho, got my eye on that. Yep. Yeah. And she's, like, all excited. She kisses him, and she goes to leave, and she turns around, and she sees him go into the shop. And she does, like, an end-zone touchdown
dance. Yep. She's like, yes!
Get a fucking ring,
By the way, her name is Irma. Irma,
that's even better.
Irma Gobb.
There's only... Oh, wait, that's the character's name or the actress?
That's the character's
Irma name. Gobb? The only...
It makes sense.
Believe it or not, I've only heard the name Irma twice. The first one was at Hurricane a few years ago.
Oh, my God.
And the second one was, do you remember Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
April O'Neil worked at the news station, and there was Vern the guy, and Irma was assistant. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm throwing it back.
Yeah, you are.
So, now Bean is like, she leaves, so Bean's like walking around the town square, and there's
But he wasn't getting her point. Like, she was pointing to the rings, and he was like, literally had to like tap on the glass like dun dun dun.
That's the one. But like he goes in and she's all happy. So now we see him milling about the town square and there's a Salvation Army band.
Yes.
And the band leader, the guy, the conductor, has like a little basket for donations. And Bean just goes up and he's like, oh, I'll take it, I'll pass it around. So he's going and he catches a kid pickpocketing.
Yep.
And he holds the basket out. So the kid like puts it in and he's like and the kid, like, lifts up his hat, and he's got, like, British pounds, I guess. And I think there's an... Oh, he, like, pulls a pearl necklace out of his pocket.
Uh-huh.
He's throwing this all in the basket. Then Bean goes, and points to his mouth. The kid sticks out his tongue. He's got a diamond ring. So Bean just, like, smacks him on the back of the head, and it goes into the bucket.
Oh, God.
And he goes back, and he gives the bucket to the band leader. And he takes it, and he, like, fucking arm falls off it. Like, it's filled with lead. It's so much shit in it. So he wants to go put it in his car, so he gives Bean the stick, the conducting baton, if you will.
Yep.
And I don't know, how would you describe what transpires? Like Bean learns that he has the power.
Yeah.
He raises it, and they're like, burr.
Yeah.
It's all these like guys with tubas and trumpets and shit.
French horns.
Yeah. And like...
They're playing God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
Yes, a very solemn song.
Yeah.
And Bean starts doing motions, and he cranks up the volume.
Yes, and then he turns the volume all the way down and does this, like, he conducts more, and they don't make any sound.
So he has to crank it back up. Like, it's like a mime.
And then he does, like, a really jazzy theme.
Oh, my God, I put it in here. It's like something...
It's super fast.
It's like New Orleans Bourbon Street, like... And he's like, mouthing it with his mouth. He looks so ridiculous.
Now, did you skip the turkey?
No. Wait. No.
Weighing the turkey? How he gets this ginormous turkey?
I don't remember that. And I watched this twice. What? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so how he gets this turkey.
He got a turkey for Christmas.
Yeah, he got a turkey for Christmas dinner. He's making it for his girlfriend. I don't know. He's standing in line. Once he gets to the square and he sees his girlfriend, he's standing in line and he sees... Guess the weight of the turkey and win the turkey boot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he sees the guy ahead of him. The guy guesses 10 kilograms, which I did the math. The guy guessed that it was 22 pounds.
It's a large bird.
Large bird. And the guy didn't get it. So Bean leaves the line. And when we see him again, he's back in line. It's his turn. He steps on. And the guy goes to, like, get the pin so that he could
write down his guess. I feel like this was cut out of the version I watched.
Oh.
I don't think this was in the version I watched.
Oh, okay. Well,
fill me in, though. I want to hear all about this.
So he reaches back to get the pin to give it to Bean, and you just see him look down, and he brought a scale with him. So that when he puts the turkey down, he then brings out his calculator.
Yeah, this was not in the version I watched. This is awesome. Holy shit.
He brings out his calculator to calculate how much it is. And he guesses... 14.145 kilograms.
How much is that?
Which is 31.18 pounds.
And it looks it, man.
And it's exactly the amount. And the guy's face, like, he's just, like, pissed. He's like... And he, like, throws so he has the to turkey give, well, at him.
I mean, think about it. He has to give that thing away for free now.
Yeah.
How much would that thing cost?
Like, oh, my God.
On market, you know, market value.
For a 31-pound turkey? A lot.
I can't wait to talk about the turkey.
A lot.
I wonder if there's anything else I missed.
I don't
know.
If that
was cut out of the version.
He threw that into his trunk. Like, he's not wrapped or anything. He just threw it into his trunk of his little yellow car.
Question.
It's just amazing.
How long was the episode you watched?
I think it was like 28 minutes.
Okay, mine was 25.
Oh, so that this whole scene.
How the fuck was that all cut out? Because it pays off later.
It really does.
So, okay. So, Bean is doing the jazzy rendition. And,
yep.
Like, I love it because, like, when he stops... They show, like, the one guy, he's got, like, itchy trigger finger.
Oh, yeah, his hand's, like, shaking because he's like, they don't I have to be ready, yeah. I have to be ready.
They don't know what's coming. I love the fact that they accept this guy as their leader now just because he has the stick. It's so great. So, like, the band leader comes back and takes it after we see him trying on the pearl necklace in the car. So he comes back and takes the baton and Bean goes on his way. And he's standing in line to get a Christmas tree. But the guy ahead of him takes the last one.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just like,
and they are Charlie Brown Christmas trees.
Yeah, they're
trees.
Pretty weak. I don't know if
they
that's...
They were like 3 feet tall.
Maybe that's a Britain thing. I don't know. If we have British listeners out there, I know we have one.
Yeah, let us know. Is that typical?
You guys have like manly trees, like American trees?
My
your
God.
Your face.
Sorry, guys. My face just dropped in disappointment.
I'm just busting balls and ovaries, that's all. So we see the carolers, the band... the Santa with the real beard. They're all gathered in the town square.
Mm-hmm.
And they're singing Silent Night, the most solemn, eerie song.
Beautiful song.
And as they're singing, the huge
the giant
the 30-foot tree in the background is toppling over. And it's
lights
coming
it
down.
All.
Yes. And then we see it Bean's little yellow car driving away with this... it's like the Griswolds. Like the massive tree on the car. And he pulls the fucking lights out. Shocked. And he drives home with this car.
Yep.
Or the tree. So then we see him at home. He's in his apartment.
If you could even call it that.
It's very small.
That's a studio if I've ever seen
it's
one.
It's an efficiency.
He's got a twin bed.
I didn't see a bathroom.
Oh, no. I don't remember seeing
Because he has
a
closet there. I mean, unless the bathroom is on camera side.
Maybe.
I don't know. But it's very tiny.
My God.
So it's a matchbox.
Yeah.
So he has... You know, we see him take this big tree, and now we see him, he has a Charlie Brown tree.
Yeah.
It's like 3 feet tall.
And he's tying his little ornament onto
the one
it.
Ornament onto a branch.
Jesus.
So then he goes to his window, and we see the rest of that massive tree. He's on the second floor. It comes up to the window.
Yeah.
He just shoves it down. It smashes onto the ground. So he goes back to his desk. He's writing Christmas cards.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you describe his method of sealing
how he
the envelope?
He makes out with the envelope to
oh
get the glue
God.
Activated.
It reminded me of this time that our grandfather went out for ice cream, and there was a woman who was watching it, and he said she licked her ice cream cone like a cow. Like his tongue was all over this fucking thing. So Bean seals the envelopes. He's like, more grumbling. And he goes outside. We see him leaving. And then they come back through his mail slot.
Yeah.
And he comes in, he opens them up, he's like, oh, he's all excited.
Yeah.
And the best. So like,
he goes over to the string.
He has a rope tied from one end to the other, like a clothesline.
Yeah.
And he just puts more up, and they're all the same.
They're all the same cards. And he had stamps on those envelopes.
I was going to bring that up. Like, how?
Yeah.
He spent money to like just
to send himself
to make it as
Christmas
realistic
cards.
As possible.
Yeah.
So, he goes into his closet now, and he pulls out a box of, like, crackers. Not, like, eating, like,
Yes.
How would you describe these?
So...
Noisemakers or something.
Yeah, I think they're noisemakers. And I have to say, like, when I worked at Marshall's, I know I bring that up a lot, guys, sorry.
A lot of experiences in that
world. I really did. But we always sold these things, and I had no fucking idea they were about. I was like, who the fuck wants to get, like, a... Friggin' like top spinner.
It looks like
because the ones at Marshall's had little toys in them.
Yeah, these did not.
These don't. These are just noisemakers.
They look like you see like in a cartoon. The
like
way they
old
do candy.
Fashioned candy.
Yeah, it's just like wrapped and it's like poking out like a bow tie on the end.
Yeah.
And like you hold it and you pull it and it goes pop.
Yeah.
Well, like he pulls one and it's a dud. So he goes through all like he has a whole box.
Well, because when he took them out of the closet, he literally blew dust off.
Yeah,
of them.
They're very old. They're.
Yeah.
Which makes funny that they work at the end. But he goes through and he like takes out all the poppers from each one, and he makes one giant one that looks like a blunt Snoop Dogg when they like partake in. It's just massive. That he's like, he just looks like he goes boom.
The important thing, for those of you who don't know Mr. Bean, this might be your first experience with him.
No dialogue.
There's no dialogue at all. All of this is just like straight up physical comedy and expressional comedy.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It's which wonderful. Is even better.
Which I think is good for the podcast, because we get to describe it rather than repeat dialogue and stuff like that. So,
but just hearing him go boom. Boom. It's like the first time you hear him say an actual word.
In like a real voice, not like the
not the grumbling.
So we transition. He's tending his fire in his robe, his plaid tartan robe, and he hangs up like they're not stockings in the sense that you think of. It's actually socks.
Yeah, it's an actual sock.
And he's like feeling it to make sure what he wants is in there, and he puts it over the fire, and then he puts a little one for his teddy bear.
Yes.
And then he gets his little one on like a paperclip, and he goes over. There's a hole in the wall where a mouse is, and he hangs it up, and he goes.
Meow!
Yeah. To fuck with this mouse. Go ahead.
Carolers?
I'm getting there. That's next. Because then he sits down after he hangs them up and he turns on his TV.
To watch a nice Christmas film.
And it's just like murder.
Yo, it's all war movies. It's like...
And then there's...
Let's save Johnny!
Then there's like a slasher flick here. And he's just like... He's just like disgusted and shuts it off. So then he hears the... dulcet tones of some carolers, children choir outside his door.
Yep.
And he opens up the door, and there's like these nice kids. Now they got a lantern.
They're all children.
Yeah, they're all kids, and they're singing, I think it's Away in a Manger. Again, another like somber Christmas song. Because like I said, maybe this is why, because we talked about how our mom played that kind of music in the house. Maybe that's why it brought me back. But he opens the door so they can sing to him.
Yeah.
Like they're like performing for him.
Yeah,
like,
they're just there for him.
So he goes, he turns his recliner around.
Yep.
He pulls up his side table with his chocolate.
He has his ottoman.
His wine. And he's like, oh, he's eating bonbons.
Yeah, he's like,
And then after like a minute, he gets sleepy. So he picks up the bonbons, he goes over to the door, and the kids finish their song, and they think they're going to get candy. He just slams it and puts the candy
down. Slams it in their faces.
Bean is such a dick. I love it. So, you know, we fade out, and we come back, and it's Christmas morn.
Yep.
And the church bells are ringing. Dun, 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 dun. And he gets up, and he spazzes out.
He does his dance.
Yes. He's running around. Oh, oh, oh. He's spazzing out. And he goes, and he actually prances at one point.
He does.
And he goes over to check the stockings, and he does Teddy's first, and it's a pair of eyes.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize this teddy bear had no eyes.
No eyes.
So he puts them in, and he's like, look, Teddy. And he's holding up number, like, three fingers, and the teddy bear whispers in your ear, and he goes, yeah, yeah. So stupid. So then he takes his stocking down, and he pulls out
the matching sock.
And he's like, all excited, and he just puts them on, and he goes, Christmas socks. It's so geeked for these red Argyle socks.
It's amazing.
So he goes over and to the mouse, and he pulls out a wedge of cheese. He's like, Merry Christmas. And then he puts it on a mouse trap.
Yeah. And he sets the trap right outside the door. So it's happy. Like, wow.
So we go. It's later in the day now. And Teddy is sitting on a TV with glasses, reading glasses, watching TV. And Bean pulls out the big cracker and puts it on the table. That's going to be the big ending for today.
Yep.
So he goes into the kitchen, which, again, tiny.
Yeah.
I mean, like, a galley kitchen is palatial, considered comparing. So he's going to start the dinner, and he pulls out the turkey. And, like, like he puts it on the stove, he's going to stuff it, and, like, the legs come out. It
well,
looks
he,
like...
he cuts the band that's keeping everything together, and the legs just flop open.
It looks like... every television or movie scene where there's a gynecological visit.
Yes.
Like, with this turkey, like, its feet are in the stirrups.
Yeah.
And Bean is, like, staring into the abyss. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He's, like, almost, like, terrified of it.
Yeah, it's imposing.
Yeah.
It's a 31-pound turkey or whatever the fuck it is. And the thing is just, like, massive.
It is massive.
So he starts, like,
gets the stuffing and he starts putting it in.
Handfuls in it. And... like, he pulls out after, like, the fourth handful, and he knows his watch is missing. So he's pulling shit out.
He's got a flashlight.
Yeah, he's looking in there like he's a spelunker, and then he just goes for it. He just puts his head in it, and the fucking turkey is stuck. And that's when the doorbell rings. And he gets up and, woof, this fucking turkey.
It's like 3 feet tall. Yeah,
he's like a 9-foot Yeti now at this point with this turkey on his head. And he's like, oh,
he's feeling his way around the apartment. He goes to his closet.
He can't see shit. He goes to the closet. He throws a towel over his head like he just came out of the bathroom. He opens the door for his girlfriend. And she like rushes in to hang mistletoe. She like doesn't even notice.
Nope, doesn't even look at him.
She's just focused on that. So she hangs the mistletoe, and Bean, like, feels his way into the kitchen and opens the cupboard so she can't see. It's very Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes. You know what I mean? That's what I was thinking the whole time.
Hello!
Hello!
She even asks for tea. And he's like, oh, okay, just a tea. And, like, the way his voice is, it's, like, echoing inside the bird, the reverb on the chicken. So,
Turkey.
Chicken.
Whoa.
Fuck.
That's a big bird.
So she goes into the kitchen to, like, look at stuff, and he goes to the closet and pulls out a saw, and he's going back. He doesn't know she's in the kitchen. He sneaks back in with this big saw. He's gonna cut the fucking turkey off his head.
Dude.
And she turns around. Ah! She just fucking passes out.
Giant turkey with a saw.
And he's like, oh, he didn't expect it either. He's like shaking, like the saw is going all over. So it fades into her trying to get the bird off his head.
Yeah,
and
she's got a bandage on her forehead.
Yeah,
like
she's
big
like injured. She's been injured.
Yeah.
And she has all the furniture in the apartment on his bed.
Yeah.
And she's trying to pull the turkey off with his head under the bed. That doesn't work. So I don't know how to explain what.
I don't know what the hell this thing is.
Like the old trick of tying your string to your tooth and like slamming a door. There's a rope tied around the chicken. Or the
turkey.
I keep calling it a chicken.
It's a turkey.
A turkey.
Man.
And she holds, it's like she's lugging this thing. It's like a piece of artillery or like an anchor.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe.
I have no idea what the fuck it was.
This massive hunk of metal. And she goes over to the window and fucking throws it out. And Bean flies across the room. And he goes out and you hear, bloop. And he pulls his head back and his Timex pops out of
his
mouth.
His watch is in his mouth.
So now we fade and they're eating dinner together. And it's carrot slices and PB&J. The greatest Christmas Eve or Christmas dinner ever. And that's when she pulls out her gift for him. And he gets all excited. And she wants a smooch for it.
Yeah.
So he goes, oh, look over there. And she turns around and steals it. He doesn't want to fucking kiss her. Because before she kissed him on the cheek and he like wiped it off.
Yeah, he did.
Mr. Bean is not one for affection.
No.
So he opens up and it's a classic ship, as he says. And it's like a model It's like a model of like an old pirate ship or something.
Yeah.
You know? So he's like going, he's like a fucking kid. He's like, oh my God, look at all these bits and pieces.
Yeah.
And he's all excited. And then he sees her waiting. And he's like, oh, your present. So she's sitting at the table with him. And from the other side, he pulls out a flat gift. It's flat.
It is.
And she's like disappointed, but like, oh, let's see what it is.
Yeah.
And she opens it up.
Oh my God.
And it's the cardboard display from the ring shop.
Of like, the guy giving the girl an engagement ring.
It's like the came with the frame family when you get a picture frame. Yeah, it's that. And she's like upset.
Yeah.
And he's like, after he gives it to her, he's like, oh, it's nice, whatever. And he goes back to his ship. And she goes over to his bed and sits down. And she's like crying.
Yeah, she's upset.
So then Bean, oh my God. Bean is so tone deaf.
Oh my God.
He goes over, he's like, I forgot the best part. And he pulls out like a little box and wrapping. Yeah. And she unwraps it and it's a ring, like a ring box.
It's a red velvet box.
And she opens it up and it's a ring. Or is it? It's a hook screw.
She holds it up to her face and the camera zooms in and it's like, oh man.
And so she pulls it out of the case and you see it's a screw. And Bean's like, you can hang it up. Look at that. You can put it over here. And as he's like motioning how she can hang this picture up, the door slams. She leaves in a huff. And Bean is like all sad. And he goes, what was wrong with it?
Yeah.
Thought it was
has no idea. He's like, that's what she went in.
So he goes over to the table where their half-eaten PB&Js are.
God.
And he picks up the cracker and he just goes, Merry Christmas, Mr. Bean. And we go back outside from the apartment to where the tree crashed.
You see his window.
Flash! It's like a bomb went off. And then we get sad music to play.
Yes.
But
like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God. This felt so much like Christmas.
It was so good.
I loved it.
I'm so happy we did this episode.
Yes. And you know, maybe next year we'll do Ernest.
Maybe. I mean, it's fun. I'm freaking, like, this just brought me so far back.
Yeah.
I loved this episode. I laughed harder than I did.
The Office episodes we'll cover next week.
Yeah. Basically.
That's pretty much the long and short of it.
Yeah.
So,
but
that's our Christmas app.
Yeah, guys.
And before we go, we're going to do give a shout out to other podcasts besides our own, A Place to Be Nation. We'll get this in at the end. Cram it in here. First of all, be on the lookout for the Hard Traveling Fanboys, the DC for You podcast, Marvel Age, where Nick Duke, Tim Capel, Russell Sellers, and Todd Weber are going back through the history of Marvel Comics, Laugh-In Theater, a live-watch comedy movie podcast, the Brother Sister Rewatch podcast,
wah, wah, wah.
The Great Debate, Glenn Butler podcast, Our Spectacular. It brings deep thoughts from the minds of Glenn Butler and his family and friends. There's This Week in the NFL, the NBA team, The Year in Pop, Diamond Conversations, Sunday Groove, PTBN E-Ticket Attraction, Looking Forward, Looking Back, Pop Culture, hosted by Andy Atherton. And, we got tons of special topical podcasts and stuff like Pop Goes to the Movies, Pop Goes to Classics, Pop Goes to the Couch. And, at the PTBN Wrestling Feed, the Place to Be podcast, Main Event, Wrestling Warzone, Extreme Three-Way Dance, Jenny and the Gyms, Body Press Your Luck, and so much more. So just check them out. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Joyous Kwanzaa, Festivus for the rest of us.
Yes.
All of those. If you, air your grievances.
Happy everything, yeah. Guys.
Happy winter.
We're so happy that you guys have come along on this journey with us. Yes. It really has been an amazing, I don't even know how many months.
Eight? No, we started in May.
Shit. So like
7 months.
It's been so much fun, and we're really excited to start the new year off right continue our rewatch of The Office. So thank you for all of the support we've gotten so far, and don't forget to share us with all of your friends and family who you think would enjoy this.
Oh, yeah. If you got a coworker who likes The Office, this can be either your holiday treat to them.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, I think I know something you might like. Maybe you'll be in a better mood at work. Maybe these guys will make you laugh. Maybe they'll make you cry. Whatever, you're going to feel something. As I promise.
But make sure you share us around if you can. Always reach out to us on Twitter at Brosis Podcast, or reach out to us on email at brothersisterrewatch@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
But I know it's a short episode this week, but we'll be back next week with The Office episodes Survivor Man and The Deposition.
They sound imposing. I'll say that one. But yeah, we're going to be back into the swing of things. So yes. I figured since it's holiday week, a lot of people are going to be traveling and busy and doing stuff with their families, so we won't bore you with a two-hour-long podcast about Michael Scott being a jackass. So. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy New Year. Well, I'll say happy New Year next week.
Yeah.
But guys, we'll talk to you later, and enjoy it.
Thanks so much, guys.
To you from the land where palm trees sway.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed, we dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content. Offer tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all these great shows, plus archives of our past podcasts from over the past 8 years as well, by subscribing to both feeds on iTunes. And while you're there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available on PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects, and much more. Be sure to support our site by using www.PlaceToBeNation.com/Amazon when doing your online shopping. We want to thank our friends at Boneheads, Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com as well. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture.